train derails in North Dakota, spills hazardous materials that could require 10 days of cleanup. By Amy Furr on March 27, 2023. A Canadian Pacific train derailed Sunday in Richland County, North Dakota, and spilled hazardous materials. However, there was reportedly no danger to the community. The incident happened late that night when 31 cars of the 70-car train derailed, according to WPDE. Some of the cars leaked petroleum, which is used to make asphalt. Officials explained, adding it would likely take up to 10 days to finish cleaning up the mess. According to Valley News Live, the derailment occurred near Winemere. Earlier this month, Senator Ted Budd, RNC, harshly criticized Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg following recent railroad and airline disasters, Breitbart News reported. In a statement to the outlet, he said, "The number one priority at the U.S. Department of Transportation is to look out for the safety of the traveling public. Unfortunately, on this issue, Secretary Buttigieg has been asleep at the switch. Our country has faced numerous transportation safety challenges in just the recent months that he appears completely unprepared to handle, including the train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, 5 near misses at U.S. airports, the Southwest debacle at Christmas, and the first nationwide ground stoppage since 9/11. Budd said the American people deserve better, and added that if Buttigieg performed this badly in a corporate setting, the board would have fired him by now. In addition, a majority of likely voters want Buttigieg to resign for his handling of the toxic train derailment in East Palestine, according to a Rasmussen Report survey. Buttigieg was slow to respond to train derailment in the Buckeye State, only opting to visit the area after former President Trump made an effort, the latter of whom made sure that the people of the area knew they were not forgotten, according to Breitbart News. The outlet has extensively covered train derailments happening across the country in recent months.